It's very important, man. When you get the word of the Lord for your church, it's all lately we complain about our churches way too much. We come back and like, I think this or I think this. I'm like, I just want to know what God's saying, and whatever he's saying, that's what you've got to say. Because I guarantee you, God's not up in heaven talking about, you know, all the stuff we talk about with our churches or our cities, man. It's craziness. We go into cities and they automatically are like, listen, I don't know if you know this, but our city is the number one city for witchcraft in the nation. We have more witches per capita than any other city. Like, we've all been in, we drive into cities, and this is what they begin to tell us. They begin to let us know that, like, we have more meth users than any other city in the world, or this or that, or we have anti-God this. And I just think, like, this is craziness, because I guarantee you, if I asked the Lord what's going on with the city, he wouldn't be like, well, Banning, it's rough. There's more witches in this city than any other city in the nation. There's more meth users here too. This is craziness. I just like, what's the word of this? What's the word of the Lord for your city? I guarantee you it's not that there's more witches per capita than any other city. Like, you're called to birth a move of God. Therefore, you had better find out what he says, and then you had better say it. You better line up your language with it. Listen, in your own personal life, if you just did, listen, this is not some like, you know, change your language, everything is good. I'm telling you, you find out what God's saying and then understand that that is what you are supposed to say from here on out. Like, you don't have permission to say something else. I'll give you a silly illustration. I had a, when I was 19, I had a car that burnt to the ground. It's another story. Literally, I'm driving it, catches on fire, the whole thing burns to the ground while I'm watching it. After that, I'm looking for a car now, and my soon-to-be father-in-law says, hey, Ben, I got a Chevette, a 1985 Chevette. A Chevy Chevette. And I thought he said Chevelle. I don't know if you know cars at all, but I thought he said Chevelle. So I'm telling my friends, I'm like, dude, my you know, Nick's going to give me a 1985 Chevelle. And they're like, it's a pretty cool car. It's not bad. I'm like, yeah, he's just giving it to me. That's awesome. So I go down and I go, it's in Sacramento, and I go drive down 3 hours to pick up this Chevelle, and I find out it's a Chevette. And man, it's amazing. It's amazing what happens to a car when you cross those two L's. And